from KQED.
Governor Brown signed a bill yesterday tossing out the state's 16-year-old standardized testing program known as STAR. Schools are dropping the old bubble-in multiple-choice paper tests and switching to a digital system designed with the coming Common Core standards in mind. But as the California Report's education reporter Anna Tentakulis tells us, the switchover is not without controversy.
State Schools Chief Tom Torlakson says the first statewide field test comes in March, when nearly half of the state's public school students will take the computer-based exams. Individual scores won't count, and that concerns U.S. Secretary of Education Arne Duncan, who's threatening to withhold federal funding. But Torlakson says it's unfair to penalize students during this transition period.
We're going to see where any weaknesses or faults or gaps in the system are today and diligently go about addressing those.
Torlakson admits there will be technical glitches as schools transition to this new approach next year, and he says he's watching closely as Los Angeles Unified deals with a myriad of problems after it recently handed out iPads to 47 campuses.
We're doing the right thing for the students in California. So we'll have further conversations with the Department of Education, but we believe we're more fully implementing the intent of the department, which was to get moving into the future of this 21st century learning.
But change is needed now, says Torlakson, because testing has to align with a new set of academic standards that also take effect next year. For the California Report, I'm Anna Tentakulis.